I'm going to be honest. This is just annoying. As I'm reading this article, right? I'm just getting more and more aggravated by the whole thing. You know, you see the pandemic ruins everything.
Yes.
Now it's going to ruin Christmas. Just saying.
You know what I'm tired of? Excuses. I'm just tired of excuses. And people go, well, it's not an excuse if it's a reason. Really? Well, just get back in there and make some more of it, please.
So I've always made fun of people that do all their holiday shopping like extreme early. Everybody knows somebody like that. My sister-in-law, come October 1st, like we haven't even figured out what we're going to be for Halloween yet. She has everybody's gift already purchased and wrapped in her house ready
crazy,
to go.
Crazy, right? Yeah, yeah. But you're right. Everybody does know somebody like that.
Yeah. Well, turns out there's going to be a toy shortage for the holidays. And at first, I thought this was one of those like hype things that toy makers do so that you feel like you need to hurry up and go run and buy all the toys.
Got to get the kung fu grip.
Yeah, but now I'm looking at this and I realize, no, like this is a real problem. And they're saying that you should get your toys by Labor Day. FYI, Labor Day is this weekend.
So wait, what are the reasons now of the toy shortage? Because I saw the headline, of course, and then I didn't even want to read it because it just made me so mad.
Well, these toys come from China. And China has increased a lot of the prices of their materials. They're saying it's harder to get. One of the CEOs, now I'm talking about big companies, Little Tykes, Rainbow High Dolls, Bratz Dolls, LOL Surprise, like the biggest brands that there are.
The stuff you're going
to
need.
Yeah, all these CEOs have come forward and they said even to ship them to America, last year a container cost about $3,200 to get here. Now it's $22,000. That's what they're asking. And all the raw materials and labor have gone up. And they've seen a 23% increase in cost of the products coming out of China. No logistics on why that's happening. And here's the worst part.
Because they're mad. Because they're mad at us.
And then it also happens that this is the sad part is that when they actually are able to get it here,
yeah,
we don't have the truckers. Because, no, you know, there's a trucker shortage.
The same thing with the school bus drivers, all that stuff, right?
Yes.
You get a CDL license, now is your time, right? It's the high time. They need more and more of them. You know, this reminds me of, like, the chip shortage thing that's going on, right? They can't build cars because, you know, there's only one chip factory, which, by the way, that's nonsense.
Dumbest thing ever.
That makes the dumbest thing ever. There's one factory on the planet that can make sure that my car's got GPS that makes no sense whatsoever. So we just got to get back to making American toys here, Anna. Things that are made right here that we control, like, you know, that old chestnut, like what, a 2x4? Everybody loves a 2x4. It's actually probably made in Canada. But, you know, either way, that'd be a great toy. And we've got those readily available.
Sticks, rocks.
They're actually more expensive this year now, too.
What if I give my Dakota, my 2-year-old, just a stick and a rock in her stocking? You think that's going to be cool? I bet you if I wrap it.
Like, back to the days of Jackson Hopscotch.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Good luck. Good luck with your shopping this weekend. Yeah.
No, you got to start today.
Today.